Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you?
Hi, Brittany. This is Elizabeth Wheeler, and I would like to cancel any further product.
Okay, Hello? Ma'am. Okay, ma'am.
Sorry.
Give me just a second.
I wasn't sorry. And I wasn't authorizing any other purchases. Sorry.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
97838.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? 97?
838.
First and last name?
Elizabeth Wheeler.
Okay, Ms. Wheeler, thank you so much for calling Elevera Face Cream today. Can you verify your address for security purposes for me?
434 Northeast Covey Court, Hermiston, Oregon, 97838.
Okay, ma'am, I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. Okay, I do see here that you do have an account with us. Okay, it looks like you have purchased our serum and also our face cream, okay, which enrolled you into our subscription. If you didn't cancel your subscription with us within 14 days, you were billed the full prices for the product, which is $64.99 for both products, the serum and also the cream. Okay, now your last two, your ending payments of $64.99 for both products were declined. Okay, so we won't be able to just cancel the account. In order to cancel the account out to avoid billing the $64.99 for both products to collections, we'll have to take a $17.99 payment today for both products to cancel you out completely and get this account where you won't be billed for any more products or receive any more products.
So I have to, I guess I don't understand why I have to pay something when I didn't request any further.
Okay, ma'am, it looks like, I'm not sure if you knew that you chose the subscription. But yes, ma'am, you chose the subscriptions because that's the only reason why you were charged the shipping and handling at the time of purchase. You didn't pay for the whole full bottles. You only paid for the shipping and handling, which only covers that. Okay, so after 14 days, you are billed the full price of $64.99 for each product. But those products that you received on the 24th of March, the full price for those products were declined. Okay, so if we don't take payment of the $17.99, what we'll have to do is direct both of those $64.99 charges to collections.
So I will need to dispute this with my attorney, correct? And the bank.
Well, ma'am, that would be up to you, but I would say that would make you lose out on the money all the way together, because even though the payments were declined, once you do dispute the charges, what they do is they place a temporary refund onto your account of $64.99, which blocks your card for being able to make purchases, and then they conduct an investigation, which means they contact us to verify that you did purchase the product by collecting the information mm-hmm. that was used at the time of purchase, which is your name, your address, your email address, phone number, and also your IP address. Okay, and so they go into the system to verify the terms mm-hmm. and conditions of the product. So they make their decision based off that. And lately, we've been winning those disputes due to the fact of terms and conditions. And that's the main thing.
Right, you say lately, that means I'm not the only one that is deceived.
No, ma'am, actually, the thing is, a lot of our customers, instead of reading the terms and conditions of the product, what they're doing is they're just mm-hmm. checking onto the box that says that they agree to the terms and conditions without reading. And so that's mm-hmm. what forfeits the dispute, because you have to click on those terms and conditions before you can even enter in your credit card information. Without clicking onto that information, it won't allow you to purchase the product at all.
Right, so it's kind of a trickery thing. So you're telling me to cancel something, I have to pay to cancel it.
You have to pay $17.99 for the decline payment due to the fact that you did not cancel your subscription.
Oh my gosh. So either way, it's a money scam. really. That's a scam. Either way, the company's making money off people no matter which way you get around it. It's a scam. Hello?
No, ma'am, not technically.
Why do you keep muting me?
No, ma'am, it's not. I have to let you talk. I don't want to talk over you. Okay? So, like I said, these are the terms and conditions, ma'am, which is I can give you the information for you to view the terms and conditions on our website. Our website has the terms and conditions for if you buy this product on trial basis or if you buy this product directly through our website. And it looks like here that you purchased this through a third-party advertiser on trial basis because you only paid for the shipping and handling at the time of purchase.
Yes, because that leads you to believe that you're going to be trying it, and if you want it, then you purchase more.
No, ma'am. Our terms and conditions clearly states that this is a trial. Before you even purchase the product, it says it's a free trial.
Exactly, a free trial. And
yes, ma'am, a free
ship to me to try it.
No, ma'am. It's a free trial to a subscription. That's what it states. This isn't a free trial. You get one bottle, and then you don't get nothing else. No, it's a subscription. Once you enroll into the 14-day trial and you don't cancel your subscription before your 14th day, then you are in a subscription with us. You're going to receive these products every month, and you're going to be billed for these products every month as well. It's subscription-based, just like if you bought it from, you know, purchase a magazine, you get a certain, you know, magazines a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way.
Interesting that you still accept a payment to cancel something, but a full amount. I just think it's a discrepancy.
Yes, ma'am. Instead of charging you the full amount due to the, because like I said, when you agree to terms and conditions, it's just like signing a contract. You're basically saying that you agree that if you do not comply with the terms and conditions of canceling your subscription after 14 days, you have to pay for your subscription. It no longer becomes free. Okay? And so because you breached that agreement, you were charged the full price for those products. Now, as a courtesy, instead of charging you the full $64.99 for both products to cancel, we're going to discount that $64.99 80% to only $17.99 for both products instead of paying $64.99.
So when was this 14-day trial up?
Your 14-day trial was up on yesterday at 12:40. Mm-hmm. It was up yesterday. At 12:41.
Yeah.
So you were billed this morning for the full price for the product.
Convenient.
Okay. And because, like I said, because it was declined, that's why we have to take that $17 payment in order to cancel you out. Or we can send the $64.99 for both products to collections.
And where is this company based out of? Where's the home office for this company?
See, what do you have? You have our face cream and our face serum. Okay, it looks like it's out of California. Yep.
So that's the Better Business Bureau that I'll need to go to. Better California.
Yes, ma'am. And they will, and like I say, even if you dispute in any type of way, they will get in contact with us, and we will provide them with any information. Yes, ma'am. They will give
us. I'm familiar with it. I've done collections. I am very well aware.
So we're going to provide them with any information that they will need.
Sure.
And mind you, and I have to remind our customers of this because sometimes they really forget this. Once you dispute these charges, whether it's through the BBB or through the credit card company, if they deem that these charges are valid, it is not up to us at all. We don't have any. So that means that they, right now you see that it is a declined payment. So if you go back onto your account 3 to 5 business days after your dispute and see that those payments are in green, that means you lost your dispute and it's not up to us. You will have to get back in contact with either with whoever you disputed with, because it will be their decision. It's not up to us. Even if they did decide, okay, well, we're going to reward her $1 of the $64.99 as a courtesy, it is not up to us. because once you dispute, it is totally out of our hands, whether you dispute it with your lawyer, bank, or with the BBB. It is no longer up to us. And a lot of our customers get that confused. So once they do see on an account that they that those charges are green, they always call us with the backlash from that. And it's not from it's not because of us. If it, you know, if it was up to us, we can handle the, you know, we can we try to go about it our way of handling it, you know, of basically saying, okay, well, this is this and that and this, but then our customers dispute, and then they become even more upset because not only did they lose the dispute, but also because that money that they wanted refunded is not going to be refunded to your account. So just in case that does happen, I'm just letting you know that it is not up to us, and you will not need to contact us back. You will have to contact your Better Business Bureau or your credit card company or your lawyer to find out why are these charges deemed that valid. It would not be up to us.
Right, that's common sense. But they are also correct, and it's up. You guys have the right to credit that whole thing back. You
no,
could
no,
not
ma'am. We can't credit. We can't credit
one,
you back.
Oh, you can. That,
we
you
can't credit you back anything because
not,
we didn't debit it. It was declined. Now,
exactly,
if it was debited,
you're not listening.
If it
you
was debited, we could.
Listening. You're not listening. Let me finish. Maybe you do need the mute button. I'm not sure. It is up to you if you have the authorization, your company, maybe not you personally, but you do have the authorization to say, you know what, 14 days yesterday, yep, this is obviously, you've already said you have other customers with the same issue. So it's not very clear. You do have the option and the authority to say, you know what, she's trying to do the right thing. She's calling here. She's not, didn't quite, 14 days wasn't very clear. Let's go ahead and waive it this time. You
that's,
have that
that's
authority
why
to do that
I'm,
with your company.
I'm trying
you're
to waive that with
to.
You. I'm waiving it with
no,
you, ma'am, by only charging $17.99. Because
so you're
not
waiving it. You're still
not waiving
charging.
It. Well, not waiving it, ma'am, would be directly to send it directly to collections instead of working it out with you, saying, okay, well, this is what's going to happen. Because a lot of that time, a lot of representatives doesn't do that. Once you say that you don't agree with this and you're not going to do this and that, they send it directly to collections. But instead of doing that to you, I'm going through the process of letting you know that this is what's going on. Only because of the decline payment. If this payment was not declined, ma'am, I promise you, I would not be. I wouldn't charge you $17.99. I would refund you this money due to the simple fact of that today, this morning, the money was debited. But the simple fact that they declined, that it was declined, instead of you calling in with us, you disputed the charges. So that is the reason, because it lets us know that as well. If it was declined through insufficient funds or declined through the bank system. You declined this through the bank system. So that's the reason why we have to take the $17.99
payment.
No, I didn't.
Banking declined it. The banking declined it. I saw, I got an email, and that's what made me call, look to see what it was, and it said there you tried to take it out, and they didn't recognize it. So that was the alert to me. That's why I'm calling. This was the phone number that was
right.
provided in my email
right.
from my banking system.
Right,
so,
and
no,
I totally understand.
I didn't
totally
dispute
understand
it
that.
Anywhere. I'm
no,
calling
well,
a question because I
right.
didn't understand why I'm being charged.
Right, and I totally
so you,
understand
it's the
that.
Same.
So that's
you
why
could
I
still
instead
say,
of instead of saying yeah. that instead, well, ma'am, I can't waive it due to the simple fact that it was declined. If it was not in decline mode, ma'am, and the process payment would go through, I would personally refund you that $64.99 right then and there due to the simple fact of I understand because it just was debited this morning. You get what I'm saying? But because it was declined, that's what puts us in a sticky situation because the payment was a declined payment. That's what kind of puts us in a sticky situation. So instead of me just saying, okay, well, this ma'am here didn't try, you know, didn't try to work it out with me, I'm going to send it straight to collections. I didn't want to do that at all. That's why I was letting you know that, look, and this payment was declined. In order for us to cancel it out, I'll have to take $17.99 instead of sending it to collections. A lot of customers wouldn't have told you that. I mean, the agents wouldn't have told you that. They would have said, well, it's a declined payment mode. We got to have to blacklist the account. I don't want to do that. So instead, that's why I let you know that there's
that
a $17.99 payment.
Sense. It doesn't make any sense. So I could call my bank and give them the permission to charge, let you finish charging it. And then
no,
I can
ma'am.
Call
no,
they
no.
to
they,
change it, and you're
going
to credit it back, which is what you just said.
No, ma'am, that's not what I'm saying. I said that if these were not in decline mode and these payments of $64.99 would have came through, I would have refunded you the full amount due to the simple fact that today was your cancellation day. You get me? Was your 15th day. You get what I'm saying? That I would have refunded you it for that. But because it's in decline mode, I can't refund something that we did not receive. And I can't waive it due to the simple fact that it is in decline mode. Now, if it, like I said, if it wasn't
so
in decline mode,
we
can refund
you.
So who
has the authority to waive this fee that you're talking about?
No, I said in order to, no,
no,
no
I
one
said
has
who?
The,
who's
no
your
one,
manager?
No one, no one has
no
the authority.
One. Nobody runs the show. Everybody just does their own thing. There's
no
manager.
No one has
Nobody's
the authority.
The boss.
No one has the authority to waive that payment, ma'am. No one has an authority to waive that payment, ma'am, due to the fact
that
the only thing that we can do, our manager is support Tri-Keto Ascend. That is who you can email about waiving the $17.99. That's who you also could email about not possibly stopping this from going to collections. But other than that, ma'am, it's nothing else that we can do. We can either take the $17.99 payment today or we will have to send this to collections.
Who is it? Support where? Who is the manager?
Okay, it's support at triketoascend.com.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes, ma'am. S as in Sam, UPPORT at try, TRY, keto, KET as in Tom, O as in Oscar, ascend, A as in apple, SCEND. .com.
Is there a phone number at this facility?
Let's see. It's 844-379-1590.
844-379-1590.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is Brittany?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
And what is the number of our phone call? Do you have a confirmation number or a reference number?
No, ma'am. Only thing we have is our your transaction ID number.
And what is that?
Okay, it is 615-03-75508.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day.